All right, ready to dive in. Today we're looking into the Star of Bethlehem story. You know, the one from the nativity scene.
Yeah, most people think they know it, but...
Exactly. And this article from the Discover Jesus website, it suggests things might not be so simple.
Definitely not.
For one thing, it says the Star of Bethlehem wasn't a single star at all, but actually a bunch of astronomical events. Back in 7 BCE, they're talking about conjunctions between Jupiter and Saturn.
Right, conjunctions. So that's when planets, seen from Earth, look super close together in the sky.
Ah.
And in 7 BCE, Jupiter and Saturn had a few of these conjunctions. They have created this, well, bright object, hard to miss.
Wow, so not the typical single shining star image then. But still, must have been a sight, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine back then, no telescopes or anything. Must have seemed really significant.
Especially with all the, you know, prophecies and beliefs at the time.
Right, people looking for a sign of the Messiah and all that.
Okay, so these conjunctions get people talking.
Right.
But what about the wise men following the star to find baby Jesus?
Yeah, about that. This is where the article gets really interesting.
Oh.
It claims the wise men, who they call Chaldean priests, weren't actually guided by a star.
Wait, what? No star?
Nope. Instead, an angel in a dream is what led them. A dream about a special religious teacher.
Hold on. So no following a star to Bethlehem thing.
According to this article, they traveled from Ur to Jerusalem first, then to Bethlehem, guided by a guy named Zacharias, not a star.
Wow. Okay, this is throwing me for a loop. And get this, they say these priests were the only humans to even visit baby Jesus. So if there was no star guiding the wise men, where did that whole image come from? Did someone just make it up later?
That's what the Discover Jesus article suggests. They're saying the whole star legend came about later, all inspired by those same Jupiter-Saturn conjunctions. You know, the ones from 7 BCE.
Hmm. So maybe those conjunctions got people talking and the story just kind of changed over time.
Exactly. Like a big game of telephone, but with history. Makes sense, right? A bright light in the sky, and then bam! Important religious figure is born. People put two and two together.
Yeah, totally. Especially with all those prophecies about a Messiah, everyone's looking for signs.
Exactly. So the story gets passed down, and what happens? Details change, things get exaggerated, maybe a little something extra gets added in.
And those conjunctions become a magical guiding star, leading the wise men right to the newborn king.
Boom, there you go. It's not so much about historical accuracy anymore, but more about the feeling, you know, the awe and wonder.
Right, like that classic image of the star right over the stable. Does the article talk about that at all?
It does mention that kind of storytelling was super common back then. It wasn't about, like, getting every fact perfect, but more about getting a message across.
So the story itself may be changed, but the idea of something miraculous happening, that stayed the same.
Exactly. Oh, but get this. The Discover Jesus article throws in another twist. They say Jesus wasn't born in December.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they claim it was actually August 21st, 7 BCE, to be exact.
Okay, now that is unexpected. A different kind of star, Andy. A different birthday for Jesus. What's their reasoning for August?
Honestly, they don't go into much detail, just kind of state it as fact.
Uh-huh. Makes you wonder if there are other interpretations of the birth date out there. Maybe something worth digging into ourselves later on.
Definitely. And it highlights a key point. This article, while fascinating, is just one take on the whole thing.
Right, like always. Gotta look at different sources and viewpoints.
For sure. But even with just this one source, it raises some big questions. Like, if we might be wrong about the star and the date, what else could be wrong about the story? Or even about history in general?
This is what I love about these deep dives, you know? Makes you question everything you thought you knew. Not just about the Star of Bethlehem, but about how history is told and passed down.
It's a good reminder that history isn't always black and white. Sometimes it's a mix of facts and interpretations, even a little bit of myth.
And even the stuff we think is super well established, it can still be influenced by, you know, biases, traditions, even just plain old mistakes.
Which brings us back to the whole Star of Bethlehem thing, how the story evolved, I mean. It's like the perfect example of how stories take on a life of their own.
Yeah, and sometimes they end up way different from the actual events that started them. But even if those stories aren't completely accurate, they still shape how we see the past. It's crazy to think about all the other stories we believe about history, the heroes and villains and everything. How much of that is actually true, and how much is just, well, the stories we've been told?
It's a great question for sure, because if this source is right and the Star of Bethlehem is more myth than reality, then who knows what else could be out there?
Right. It reminds us that history isn't just this fixed thing. It's constantly changing, being looked at in new ways as we find more evidence and new ideas come up. It really gets you thinking about how we see history, you know? Yeah. Not just the big stuff, but all those little stories too, the ones that kind of shape how we see the world.
Totally. And it makes you think, like, what's our responsibility when it comes to information? Got to question things, dig a little deeper, try to see different sides.
Especially now, right? Info spreads so fast, it's like wildfire.
Exactly. It's that telephone game all over again, but supersized. Just like those storytellers way back when, we got to be careful about what we spread around. Don't want to be passing on myths and stuff.
This whole deep dive, looking into the Star of Bethlehem, it's really been, I don't know, eye-opening.
Yeah.
Totally changed how I thought about it. It made me realize there's always something new to learn, even about stuff you think you know.
That's the best part, right? Digging deeper, questioning what you thought was true. It opens up all these new possibilities. You end up with a way better understanding of the past.
So before we wrap up this Star of Bethlehem thing, I'm going to leave you with this. What other stories are out there that need a fresh look? You know, those stories everyone thinks are settled. What if they got hidden parts or other ways to see them?
It's a journey, trying to understand things. And the more you question, the more you learn. So keep exploring, keep asking those questions, and most importantly, keep diving deep.
That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for listening.